good morning. We want to welcome all of you here today, especially our moms and grandmothers, and we are so glad that you're with us today, and looking forward to just being a blessing to you today. A little bit later on, I'll be sharing a little story about my mom, and then there's a gift for all of our mothers as you leave today. And Rhea said it's all taken care of, so I'm not going to worry about it. All I know is when you go out those doors, there should be something coming into your hands. But we are so glad that you're here today. And a little bit later on during the message, I'm going to be asking that question about, do you enjoy a good trip? So as we begin our service today, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Well,
let's join together for our call to worship there in the bulletin. Clap your hands and sing for joy. Clap your hands and sing for joy. Let us worship together. Let's begin by singing that hymn. Now thank we all our God, hymn number 333, if you want to follow, sing out of the hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful together there for our opening prayer. O risen one, be present in our lives and in our worship. Help us recognize and celebrate your goodness. Grant us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may answer the call to be your disciples and bring your message of love to the world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We want to take just a little bit of time this morning to honor our mothers today. And I'm not going to really be funny like I sometimes do or share multiple jokes about moms, although my joke before my sermon might be a little bit geared towards that today. But I just want to talk to you about something this morning. So normally we often say thank you, and we do today again, about our moms and everything that they have done in our lives and been for us through the years. Some of us here, or many of us here today, may have no longer have your mother with you, and we remember them also today. But those of you that are here today, we want to honor you. And I want to just share something and challenge our mothers just a little bit in a kind of a different way this morning. I want to tell you a story about my mom. Now, I've shared stories about my mom who would cook and do anything for you when anybody came over and through the door. One of the first things she would say is, "Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat? I can make you whatever you need." And that was always such a blessing. Or the one that I liked, "Jason, there's peanut M&Ms in the cupboard." And I knew exactly where to go for those. But I want to tell you a story about my mom this way. When I was little, not only did my mom and dad take me to church every Sunday, but my mom served in a variety of capacities. And one of the things that I remember from way back when, and I don't know why I have memories of this, and I'll share a story a little bit later on in my message too, is I remember when I was little being in nursery during the church. And my mom was one of the nursery workers. And since my sister, and she's not here today, but I can pick on her a little bit. Since my sister is 8 years older than me, my next closest sister, she helped mom in the nursery. And because she was about 10 or 11 when I was 3 or 4. And she loved working with the kids. Now, that was many, many, many years that my mom did that. But my mom and dad started to go to another church. And my mom worked in the nursery at that church, because I know, because they honored her with a little towel that said, "For 20 years of service." She worked in the nursery for 20 years with the kids. So I'm thinking at least 30 years. And I often think about that and what a blessing that was. And here's what my mom used to say to me. Two things about that. She said how much she loved those kids. And the second thing she said is what that made a difference so young couples could be in church when she had been in church all of her life. And she wanted to give back in the nursery so that those young couples could be in the service and they wouldn't have to worry about their children. And as I was thinking about that today, I want to say two things. All of the moms that are here today that have given in service in different ways, however it was, because my mom didn't do that every Sunday. She did it once or maybe twice a month. And she did that consistently all those years, 30-some years probably. But I want to thank all of you moms out there, from the oldest to the youngest, that have in some way served in this congregation and in this church, or maybe in another church. Because not only are moms special to us because of what they do in our lives, raising us, loving us, feeding us, and whatever else,
They are special because of what they have done through the centuries for the church of Jesus Christ. And if you've never stepped in and served in some way, let me encourage you to do that in whatever way that can be. And what a blessing that will be, not only to those kids and young people, teenagers, but also our adults. So thank you, moms. We appreciate everything you have done. Okay, so now I'm going to embarrass you a little bit. And I'm going to invite you just to stand up. If you can't stand up, that's fine. But we want to take a moment and say thank you and honor all of our mothers here today. So if you would, come on, moms. You can stand up there for a moment. I'm not going to embarrass you. Yes, thank you so much. Let's give them a hand this morning. We appreciate you and everything that you have done in our lives and in the lives of your families and the church. And I'm going to invite you to be seated, and then I'm going to ask you all to turn your eyes towards the PowerPoint and join with me in a responsive reading prayer this morning. I did this a few years ago, and I want to do that here. I will lead the one part, and then the part that's underlined and in italics, you will read also, and this is going to be our prayer this morning. Oh God, we thank you for mothers, the women who raised us, our birth moms, adopted moms, foster moms, or stepmoms.
We pray for all mothers that you be with them, guide them, and give them wisdom, courage, and strength.
We thank you they held us, fed us, and cared for us.
We pray
we think of moms who are no longer with us, the moms who are distant, or the moms facing grief.
May your presence and love comfort, surround, and support them, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today and recognizing our mothers. Well, I'm going to invite our kids if they would make their way down this morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? I wondered how many of you are going to have here today. Because I know a few of our younger families, they were going to be with their moms in their church today. Yes, you were by yourself. But that was a couple times ago, yes. But we are glad to see you here today. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and I need you to all help me this morning. So I want you to tell me one thing, just one thing, I'll keep it simple. One thing that you are thankful for your mom. Maybe something your mom does for you. Maybe every day, or maybe ever so often, that you are thankful for. What are you thankful for? Okay, you are thankful for your mom cooking, and he even said he helps his mom cook. That's cool. I love that. What else? What's something you're thankful for? Can you name something? Does she take you to school every day, or does Dad do that? Who put that Band-Aid on you? You? Oh, okay. I thought my mom did. Self-sufficient, yes. Yeah. Yeah, because I love all the little things that my mom. I love when she cooked certain meals. And back when I was younger, we didn't have Red Lobster close to us. So we had to drive a little further because I liked shrimp. Now today you can go to the grocery store and buy shrimp if you want to, pretty easily. But, so I usually ask for my birthday to go to Red Lobster. But once in a great while, maybe a few times a year, my mom would buy shrimp from the store and fry it in our little frying thing that we had. And have a little basket that you could pull in and out. That was something that I really loved and looked forward to. Just little things. And we're thankful today for our moms and what they do. So today, I'm going to ask you to do two things. Okay? Can you help me with those two things today? Okay, here we go. The first thing is, if you haven't done it yet, today sometime, I want you to give your mom a big hug and squeeze her hard. And the second thing I want you to do is tell her thank you. Would you do that for me today? All right. Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning.
And while they're heading down, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. So somebody this morning, yes. Okay. Unspoken this morning. Somebody else? Wait, yep. Okay, so we got several there for Miranda, preeclampsia, Bill with this wound on his hip, Callie for prayers for her, which is Rhea's granddaughter, and Henry with the Lyme disease. And so we want to remember all of them. Somebody else, yes. And is that something we...
His name's Ben.
Okay. So we want to remember Ben this morning with pneumonia and asking for God's touch there. Somebody else. Yeah.
I think we ought to say prayers for the Miami's 8th grader because they leave on their trip tomorrow.
Yes, we need to not only pray for them to have a safe trip to West Virginia, but also to pray that they don't drive the teachers that are going... crazy that, yes. And now I can give praise because Jody and I are going to have a week of freedom here. She's already been giving me ideas about what we can go do while Chase is gone, so I'm just joking. Yes, but we want to pray for the 8th graders for a safe trip. This is the first 8th grade trip they've had since COVID.
They used to go to the Smoky Mountains for decades, and then during that, the YMCA place up there in the Smoky Mountains closed during and never reopened again. So they had to find, it took them several years, as you can tell, to find a new place to go. And thank God and pray for them, because they're going to be doing whitewater rafting and some other exciting things that they're going to be doing. So somebody else. We got to go ahead.
A joy that mom and dad and all of us should be here together today.
Yes, and that is a blessing. Yes, and so we're glad about that. I saw another hand. Go ahead. Yes. And you know what? Thank you for saying it that way, because we not only need to pray for a kidney, but for a kidney that matches. Because I remember when we prayed for, a couple years for Roger with regards to that. And we definitely want to do that and keep her, Megan, in our prayers today. Somebody else. Joy's occurring. Yeah. Unspoken. Yep. Somebody else this morning. Yes.
We had a joy this week to go hear Ben sing in the honors choir. They performed for a contest down at Beaver Creek, and they got a superior rating. They're the only junior high class in the state of Ohio that competes at the class that they compete in.
Yeah.
So to get a superior was very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you know Omar or not, the high school and junior high choir. Not only does he have the high school sing songs in Italian and other languages, but I think the junior high has done that before too. And to get junior high kids to sing something in a foreign language, yeah, that's kind of a miracle if you think about that. And so that's a great thing. Somebody else. Anybody else this morning? All right. Well, she had mentioned Henry, Sharon Taylor's, was it nephew or great nephew? But also, we want to remember, just keep the Taylor family and Sandy in your prayers. Her sister's getting closer to passing, leaving this world. As she mentioned last week, she's with hospice. And I've been in contact with her and talked with her over the last month or so about it all and everything. And so just keep that family and Sharon in your prayers today. And I think that's all I have. So you see the ones that's listed there. And as she plays here in just a moment, give you a chance to pray for those needs that have been mentioned, or maybe something that's weighing on your heart today that maybe you could not share. And lift that up to the Lord, and then we'll join, and I'll close in prayer. So. Lord, we're so grateful that we can gather together as your people today and celebrate and enjoy your presence with us, but also that we have that opportunity to just be able to be with our moms or maybe our grandmothers and to enjoy their presence today
And I know many may be meeting with them later after the service or going out to eat or whatever that may involve. And or maybe our own kids coming over. And we're just so thankful for all of those times together and how special those are. And Lord, as we think about those that have been mentioned, we just want to lift up those that are suffering, those that are hurting today, those that are in need, those that are anxious, those that are feeling stressed or overwhelmed, maybe by health news, maybe by other things. And we just ask for your hand of grace and love, your wonders, O God, to be extended into the lives of people today, and maybe even into our own lives, Lord, and the lives of those that especially have been mentioned today. Lord, we think of Miranda right now, dealing with this preeclampsia. Thank you, Lord, that they spotted that, because that can be very dangerous and serious. And Lord, we just ask for wisdom and guidance through the rest of that process until she has that baby, and let mother and child be okay, and that you will guide them through there and be with them and extend your grace. We pray for Bill this morning, God, and ask for your healing touch with that wound that he has on his hip. Lord, we lift up Callie today, God, asking for your touch upon her, Lord. May your healing touch and grace be with her. We pray for Henry, Lord, who has been diagnosed with this Lyme disease, God. We just lift up your hand to be extended to him and your healing touch. And we pray for wisdom and guidance and a strength for the parents through all of this, Lord. Lord, we pray for little Ben, Lord, and with this pneumonia. That's a children's, Lord. We ask for your touch and healing there. And Lord, we continue to lift up Megan, as we've been mentioning, and praying for a kidney for her, but also, Lord, that that'll be a kidney that matches her system. And we thank you for that as we entrust that and her into your hands. And Lord, we lift up Sharon today, Lord. We pray for your peace. We pray for faith today, Lord. And we pray for Sandy and her family, Lord, that you'll give them grace and strength as Sandy's out there with her sister now, and that you will be with them. And we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for the eighth grade trip and the teachers that are going on this trip this week to West Virginia. We pray that you'll give them traveling mercies and be with them and watch over them and keep them all safe as they explore and have fun and do courageous things that they probably never done before. And we just ask that you will be with all of them and our teachers and the staff and the chaperones that are going, and give them a safe time and a fun time, and bring them back as they learn new aspects about themselves and their lives. And Lord, we lift up these two unspoken needs today. Lord, we just ask that you would extend your grace and your hand into those situations. And Lord, I also pray for maybe others that came in today with maybe some type of a burden or something that they've been concerned about, anxious about, something they've been carrying, and we pray and stand with them today, that your presence will give them grace and strength today, and that you will be with them as only you can do. And not only that, but Lord, also give them wisdom about what actions they can take that may involve on their part to help bring resolve to that situation, whatever it may be. And we thank you for that today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness in our lives and for Jesus and everything that he's done for us and he continues to do every day in our lives, as we ask all of these things in his name, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today. Well, as God has graced us and gifted us and given us abilities and talents to be able to work hard and earn a living and be a blessing, we're going to take up our offering this morning and worship the Lord through that. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Glorious God, may these gifts bring glory to you and grace to your world. May our ministries reflect your love and spread your message. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, today is not only Mother's Day, but it is also, in the church calendar, Ascension Sunday. This would be 40 days after Jesus was raised from the dead. Luke tells us a little bit about some of those activities there at the end of his gospel in the first part of Acts there. About what Jesus did until he ascended to the Father and then was seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And our reading today, and the reason I said that is because our reading today from Ephesians chapter 1 is one of the ascension readings from the Paul's letters. So Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to be reading verses 3 through 14. And this is Paul's praise to God for everything that God has done in our lives through Christ. So let's read that. Praise be to the God and Father of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Before the world began, God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless and full of love. God likewise predestined us through Christ Jesus to be adopted children. Such was God's pleasure and will, that everyone might praise the glory of God's grace, which was freely bestowed on us in God's beloved, Jesus Christ. It is in Christ and through the blood of Christ that we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor given to us with perfect wisdom and understanding. God has taken pleasure in revealing the mystery of the plan through Christ to be carried out in the fullness of time, namely to bring all things in heaven and on earth together in Christ. In Christ, we were willed an inheritance. We were predestined to praise the God of the Most High by being the first to hope in Christ. In Christ, you too were chosen when you heard the good news of salvation, the word of truth, and believed in it. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the pledge of our inheritance, the deposit paid against the full redemption of a people who are God's own, to the praise of God's glory. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I want to share a little thing with you this morning. A man and his wife walked into a dentist office. The man said to the dentist, "Doc, I'm in one heck of a hurry. I have two buddies sitting out in my car waiting for us to go play golf. So forget about the anesthetic and just pull the tooth and be done with it. We have a 10 o'clock tee time at the best golf course in town, and it's already 9:30. I don't have to wait for the anesthetic to work. Just pull it." The dentist thought to himself, "My goodness, this is surely a very brave man for asking to have his tooth pulled without using anything to kill the pain." So the dentist asked him, "Which tooth is it?" And he looked over at his wife and he said, "Honey, open your mouth and show him which tooth it is." Now, I'm not telling you to do that for your wife, especially around Mother's Day. No, not at all. I want to talk to you this morning about the blessings for the journey. How many of you, you didn't get to answer it, maybe you answered it in your head earlier, but how many of you enjoy taking trips? Now, I usually don't do this, but I'm going to ask you, raise your hand this morning if you enjoy taking trips. You love going. I was going to say, I could just imagine that most all of us here, some of the fondest memories I have of growing up were the trips that my family took driving across the United States. Yes, with that, I'm going to be a little honest here. Yes, with that, I remember fighting with my sisters in the back of the car and Dad threatening to pull over along some interstate somewhere to deal with it. I also remember my sisters arguing with their parents. Did you notice I said my sisters? because I was good when I was little. Yet in spite of all of those things, and I could tell you a whole lot more stories about that when we were camping and stuff like that. But anyways, they are still some of the greatest memories that I have today. Now, I shortened, and I'm going to share a few of them with you because I can't share them all. I think I was between kindergarten and first grade, or first grade and second grade. So I barely remember this trip. When we went out to California in the Pontiac 400, if anybody remembers what those big old cars were like, pulling our camper to go to the National Gideon Convention, because that year my dad was one of the state officers in the Gideons. And you know what? I remember bits and pieces about that. But these are the two things I remember most about that trip. I remember when we toured the Redwood National Forest and seeing trees that looked like giants that were crazy. And I still remember to this day, one of those trees was so wide and it was cut out and they had a car setting in between or in that cutout to give you an idea of how big that tree was. I don't know, it must have made an impression on me. I also remember for some reason going to Disneyland in California, not Disney World in Florida. I also have vivid memories of our trips when I was a teenager, probably about Chase's age, junior high, to Colorado and Utah. And a couple things I remember when we were in Colorado as we took the train or the tram or whatever you want to call it, I'm probably not using the exact word, where it was 90 degrees in Denver and we trekked up Pikes Peak, and as we got about 2/3 of the way up, it was snowing and it was freezing when we got up, and all I can remember is, as I'm glad I listened to my mom when she told me to bring a coat along that day. I also remember swimming in Salt Lake with my dad, and we came out coated in white and had to go shower off. And the burns that I got because of some little cuts that I didn't even know I had when we first went in it. And then I remember vividly stopping at a town in Colorado called Egbert, Colorado. I have a picture of me and mom standing right next to the green sign when you go into town, and also my dad and I. And some of you are going to remember these things because I'm going to date myself a little bit here. Along the way, we stayed at KOA Campgrounds and ate at Stuckey's and the L&K along the way on our trips. What great memories. What great memories. I share all that because in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul offers forth a typical praise or thanks to God at the beginning of his letter, like he does in many of his letters, by saying, "Blessed is God." Or sometimes you see it in some of the translations, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," or "Blessed is God." And what he is doing there when he does this is he is praising God based on the memories that he experienced with his encounter with Christ. And if you've ever read that story in Acts chapter 9 and a few other places in Acts, two other times, where he tells about that encounter he had that day when he was riding on horseback to Damascus to deal with Christians that he thought were blaspheming God, and he was struck down and blinded by that light from heaven. He is sharing and inviting the church to join him in praising God for all the good things that they have experienced along their journey because of Christ Jesus. Let me ask you a question this morning. What good things have you experienced because of God? And let me ask another question this way. What are you looking for every day when you awake? What things are you looking for? I want to share two things. One is very broad and one's a little bit more specific about what I see Paul talking about in here. First of all, what are we looking for and what have we experienced? God's blessings. Clearly. Now, let me just say something here. Usually when we talk about blessings, we think about my family, the job we have, the roof on over our head, the food on our table. But Paul goes through and talks about everything we've experienced, the blessings we've experienced spiritually because of Christ Jesus. In fact, he says three times, God has blessed, and is blessing us in varieties of ways. And what I see there is this. God has gifted us in Christ with so many spiritual benefits. And I was, at one time I had benefits underlined and italicized. I had spiritual underlined and italicized. I had gifted, and I decided on many because of the way Paul talks about this. He just goes on and talks about what God has done because of Jesus in our lives. Paul touts in rather dramatic fashion some of the blessings that we enjoy in Christ from the moment that we trust in him. Paul celebrates, and here's a few of them, our adoption. Now you might be thinking, wait a minute, why does Paul mean we are adopted into God's family? Because we are Gentiles. We're outsiders. We're not Jews. And he has this theology that says that God is so wonderful and so generous that God decided this ain't just going to be for the chosen people, Israel. It's going to be for the entire world. And he shares about how we have been adopted and brought in to that family. Now, I remember the 2 to 3 year process that it took for Jody and I to go through and hoops and everything else we had to jump for over through state and federal and even local to adopt Chase. And if you read Paul carefully, he says that God's been thinking about this from the very beginning. And when the right moment came in history, God sent Jesus into the world so that he could be a blessing to everybody. That's what we have received. Adoption, redemption. It's like we were on that side and God says, nope, I'll take him over on my side. And he paid the price for it. Forgiveness, things we carry around, we can have forgiven and be released from. Sealing, like a king or a governor's seal of approval over us. That's what God has done to us in Christ Jesus. All these are experiences of grace, and Paul uses extravagant words throughout the entire letter of Ephesians to describe abundantly, wonderfully, overwhelmingly the grace of God in our lives. These are pretty impressive landmarks on our journey. You know what a landmark is, don't you? Something you want to stop and see and take pictures with. That's what Paul's trying to tell us we've experienced because of Jesus. And Paul is absolutely clear. We enjoy these spiritual outcomes in our lives because of the Holy Spirit. Now, I've already said it's because of Christ. But Paul adds something here I want you to catch a hold of. He's basically saying that all of these blessings, or if we use John's terminology, abundant life begins in our lives right now, and we're experiencing them because the Holy Spirit is in our lives and in our midst. In fact, Paul says it this way. He says the Holy Spirit is God's pledge. No, not the stuff you spray on your furniture to keep the dust off. Or not a pledge to give money to something. Although it might be a little bit like that. What does that word mean? Let me give you some terms you understand. It's like a deposit. You know when you deposit your check into the checking account? Or maybe it might be a little bit more this way. Every week when you got paid, there was something that came out of your check that went into Social Security and, or, depending on how you were set up, into retirement. There was a deposit that was made. Here's another term, a down payment. Or, you all know this one, an engagement ring. What does that all mean? Paul says that what God has in store for us is so wonderful, so amazing, that we only have just a little bit of it right now. And it's like a down payment or an engagement ring for what we're going to truly experience. The Holy Spirit, let me say it this way, is the first installment in our salvation inheritance that we're invited to enjoy every day. Are you enjoying the blessings that God has brought into your life every day? God wants us to treasure the gifts we have received on our journey. Now I'm going to get to the rest of that. What is the Holy Spirit a down payment for? And that's what I want you to see. Not only should we be looking for and thankful and praising God for God's blessings, but also for the hope we have in Christ. Part of our hope is this. God has a future in store for us in Christ. Paul reminds the church of the ultimate promise of paradise that awaits us. Let me share a couple. I'm not going to really sing them. One of them I remember the tune to. A couple of them I know and are familiar with. But let me share some words from some hymns and see if you remember them. Maybe you're familiar with this one. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Or this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. Oh, you should know this one. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. What are they trying to describe? What are those hymns all about? They're trying to describe what's in store for us. These hymns and Paul's words remind us we have a future that we haven't seen yet. And what we experience from God now are just tiny little glimpses, a little bit of it, of what we're going to fully receive. And that makes me say this, our full inheritance as God's children awaits us. Just like I had to wait my entire life. And you know, when you think about everything in our world today, I didn't know if I was going to receive an inheritance from my mom and dad or not until I did. And Paul lets us know that we have so much. On the one hand, we're privileged with a foretaste of glory divine. Of the future, glimpses and glimmers of heaven a little bit. Sometimes almost blinding flashes of bits of life and abundant life that come into our lives and give us joy every day because of what we've received. And then on the other hand, one day we will see our Savior face to face, and our faith, hope, and perseverance through many things will be realized. I ran across this week, and I thought, I think this fits almost perfectly that I want to get across here. There are two birds that we're all familiar with that fly over the California desert every day. I bet you can name one. The first is the vulture, and the second, which I didn't really fully know, is the hummingbird. Well, all vultures, all they can see is rotting meat. Because that's what they look for, because that's what they survive on. They thrive on what is dead. But the hummingbird looks for the tiny blossoms of the cactus flowers. And it buzzes around until it finds those colorful blooms almost hidden from view by various obstacles. Each bird finds what it's looking for. Folks, we are on the trip of a lifetime. What do we see on our trip? What are we looking for on our journey of life? Do we only see the bad, the negative, what's wrong? Or do we see God's blessings and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus? Here's my challenge. Be hummingbirds and look for the blessings for the journey. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning and share God's blessings and greet one another. And then we're going to close out with a hymn that I don't think we've ever sung here, but I grew up singing all the time. And I think the farmers might enjoy this one. Gotcha. Yeah, you can start playing through and see if they remember. So we're singing about 20 verses. Well, I bet you they remember. Some of you remember this one. We sang it all the time when I was growing up. What a convenient time to sing it. The farmers are hopefully going to be doing that some more. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty. God sends the snow in winter, the wort to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above.
paint the wayside flower. You light the evening star. The winds and waves obey you. By you the birds are fed. Much more to us, your children, you give our daily bread. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all your love. We thank you, then, Creator, for all things right and good. The seed time and our life, our health, our food. Accept the gifts we offer, for all your love impart. And what you once would welcome, our humble, thankful heart. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We thank you, God, for all your love.
Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth with joy. May Christ's love lead the way this week, and the Holy Spirit's presence be our guide. Amen.